1888.
Russia, what is it yielding? She says some agreements. She's challenging Mother Russia on human rights now, and Russia has already said, as far as Iran's concerned, they won't be part of pushing the economic sanctions. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, as we zig and zag, as you know, all over the place if you've ever listened. If you haven't listened, it's quite simply, water cooler buzz across the board, and we've got some good stuff on tap for you, including, just as kind of an aside to lighten the load, if you're a collector of anything, the guru of all things collectible will join us in another 10 minutes. I think earlier in the week I mentioned Elvis Presley's hair, a clump of it, how much would it go for? $115,000, $200,000, more than that. Some of the odd things that are being auctioned off, and also the popularity still, even with the weather turned in a lot of places, of garage sales and the eBays and all that have not been more popular because people are selling things to make money, to dump their stuff, to, you know, thrive and survive, or at least survive anyway, right? Let's jump to Afghanistan here right at the top because there's some interesting things that are happening. One, the second largest troop numbers, the country with the second largest troop numbers, are increasing the amount of soldiers they're sending. And that would be, if you could guess, Britain, of course. Do you know that they are the second largest contingent in this war in Afghanistan? This is after the United States. Do you know how many soldiers they have, the British troop levels in Afghanistan? 9,000, and now they're increasing it 500 to 9,500. Of course, the United States has 65,000, including over 31,000 operating as part of NATO's International Security Assistance Force, right? So Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister, said the troop increase was contingent upon other countries providing more boots on the ground. So yeah, we're going to give you 500, but let's see what everybody else is anteing up as far as more troops to contribute to this war on the Taliban. And there has been, of course, an uptick, sadly, in the number of British dead in Afghanistan, which really led to a lot of people shellacking Brown. Oh, he was crucified in the media there in the British newspapers. And that led a lot of the people who were criticizing him to argue that the British didn't have enough helicopters and armored vehicles, you know, tanks, etc. So what were they doing? Meanwhile, which of course is giving fuel to the fire for the opposition leader, and one thing that they're challenging is, why are you sending 500 troops rather than 2,000 troops? So they're arguing over smaller numbers, but they're arguing in England about the very same thing. So far, 37 British troops have been killed in Afghanistan. This was over just the summer vacation. And what they did to honor them in Parliament is they, you know, announced every single name, every life that was lost. They honored them by announcing them and going through the list. Now, this announcement, of course, comes on the heels of Obama, who still hasn't made a decision on the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. There have been 5 meetings, and there was another one today in Washington, on foreign policy, national security, you know, the top brass, all that sort of stuff, and it all focused on the strategy in Afghanistan. So all of a sudden, this heavy meetings, right, so this is the 5th one. And we know this, McChrystal wants 40,000 extra troops, saying that this is the kind of weight we need if we're going to have a chance at changing minds there and actually winning this thing. And that's the only way you can do an effective counterinsurgency strategy, because, of course, you have to have enough soldiers, right? But now, even in Obama's own administration, there are some people that are saying, whoa, let's take a different approach. Joe Biden is calling for something different. He's saying focus on special forces and technology, the whole drone theory, to reduce the number of Al-Qaeda insurgents on that border, Afghanistan-Pakistan. You know, it's like, what are we playing here, Yahtzee? This is the place we have to be. We have to be in Afghanistan. But wait a second. A lot of people aren't excited about this, so maybe we have to think differently on strategy. I just hope that some decision is reached, obviously, within the next 2 weeks. This cannot crawl into November. Because the more you insist that the people there are weathering the storm, they're not getting the additional bodies they need. I mean, how many troops are enough? And that's the question to ask for whatever this Afghanistan strategy is going to be. But we don't know the strategy. We just know little things here and there. Like, oh, mountainous region. Nobody's ever won this before. Ooh, the Taliban in some ways hold the cards. Ooh, the people who live there are turning, some of them, on the soldiers because, you know, they know where their bread is buttered, so to speak. So in the middle of this, in talking about England and troops and boots on the ground, this interesting number comes out today. Did you know that the United States spends $3.6 billion a month in Afghanistan? Now, if you break it down, the cost of sending one soldier, one U.S. soldier, in Afghanistan for 1 year, right? $1 million. Wow. $1 million. Versus, I guess, the $12,000 for an Afghani soldier. There is a... These statistics were put out, by the way, by the Congressional Research Service. So you think about that. That is crazy what the U.S. has done in Afghanistan. I mean, what we're paying. So the people in Afghanistan, are you leaving them in the lurch? They don't trust us. There were problems with this last election. Doesn't it seem like that number is pretty steep? $1 million? And, you know, what would the cost, it's like someone said to me, what would the cost of one person be when you add up all the contractors that are there and are actually operating throughout Afghanistan in Iraq? What would that be? I mean, is it, how much are the contractors costing? What is costing so much? $1 million per soldier. I mean, crazy. Or how about this one? How about if we, I mean, because where's the money going to? How about you bring the troops back and every one of them gets a chunk of that $1 million? You survive. Thanks for your service. Here's your share of the $1 million. I don't know. Does that number astound anyone else out there? Think about it and then call me up, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. But save those calls because next the calls we will be taking will be for Harry Rinker, the guru of all things, like I said, collectible. If you're a collector of guns, knives, concert tickets, old albums, stamps, coins, anything, this guy knows it all across the board.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchoose.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Oh, I'm just wild about Harry.
All right, always a pleasure to welcome to the show Harry Rinker. And shame on you if you don't take advantage. If you're a collector, or even if you're curious about anything that has to do with collecting things, auctions, and I say this because originally I thought, geez, I'm not much of a collector, right? It turns out I have so much sports memorabilia, it's ridiculous. Plus, I have a crazy sidebar thing where every place I've traveled to, I've picked up matches. You know how they have matches at the restaurant? And it's kind of cool. I have them in this big jug, and I was just looking at them the other day. I found one from Gallagher's in New York, and it reminded me of a trip to the U.S. Open. See, that's what it's about. So call this number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. But do it fast. You can get in on the action this segment. Hey, Harry, how are you?
I'm doing great. Right now, it's a really good time out there. You know, the stock market is picking up, and so I must say are things relative to my business. We're starting to hear some positive news at shows. Attendance is up. People are doing well. So, and it's the fall. Come on, this is a good time.
Yeah, no kidding. What are you seeing? What are people? Is there anything new? Is there any kind of a new trend? Something different that people have started to collect?
No. What I think, the big trend in our field right now, of course, is a lot of people are using the stuff. I mean, physically buying it to use it.
It's
a recycling business. It's the greening of the antiques and collectible business. There's a lot of talk about that in the trade. Tremendous amounts of bargains. I mean, where we're at is that we're cheaper than new across the board. The people in the trade are still puzzled by a lot of what's going on. All the great, wonderful bedroom suites from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, done in colonial revival styles, sell for probably at 20 to 30 cents on the dollar compared to a new suite, and yet young people would rather go out and buy the new one than the old one. I think in the current economy, people are going to say, wait a minute, maybe we ought to take a look at this other market and see if there's something concrete out there. So we see that happening quite a bit right now.
One of the things that you were mentioning on the air, and I actually got a question about this from Liz said, Kate, this has been a while back, but Harry briefly mentioned on one of his appearances with you that he was whittling through his stuff at a big schoolhouse. What does that mean?
I got to tell you, you know, you talk about how much stuff you have. I sold a school in Pennsylvania, and my school is 14,000 square feet, and it has about 50,000 objects in it, and I'm trying to decide what I want to keep and what I want to get rid of. And the answer is I'm boxing a lot of stuff. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. One of the things, and I wrote a book called Sell, Keep, or Toss, How to Downsize a Home, Settle an Estate, and Appraise Personal Property, which is about getting rid of things. And one of the arguments I make in there is you don't want to put the stuff into storage if you can avoid it. My big problem is not my stuff alone, but the fact that I have a huge 5,000-volume reference library and research files from over 20 years in the trade, and I'm not leaving the trade. I'm just selling my school, but I don't, you know, you go from there to a 3,000 or 2,500 square foot townhouse. You don't have a lot of room to put stuff. So I've got some real dilemmas coming up on how to handle this, but I've got 6 weeks to solve them because hopefully we're going to settle at the end of November.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I got another question.
You know, I have to tell you, see, I saved every piece of correspondence from the last 20 years. And meanwhile, I'm going through it saying, why am I saving this, you know? you think, well, maybe you'll refer back to it. Maybe there'll be some kind of something that's involved with it. But it never happened. And I've finally had to bite the bullet and get rid of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. That's got to be hard. How do you decide when? You wrote the book on it, Sell, Keep, or Toss. What are your reasons for deciding?
I think one of the things is that you know, I've got a number of projects I want to do in the years ahead, and the stuff relating to those projects, I'm going to do that. I was very fortunate enough; I was able to sell the building and get enough money out of it to pay all my debts and everything else, so that everything in the building is mine to keep or get rid of. So everything in there is a bonus. Interestingly enough, Kate, this probably comes as no surprise to you. I started with the family stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though it doesn't mean anything to my kids and certainly won't mean much to my grandchildren, it means a lot to me. And so the family stuff is the first thing on the list to be saved. And then I have some special collections that meant a lot to me, although I am wrestling with the Hopalong Cassidy collection. I have the only known 10-piece Hopalong Cassidy bedroom suite among the collectors, but I'm really thinking maybe it's time to send old Hoppy up to the Great Corral in the sky or wherever.
Yeah, wow, that'd be tough to part with that, I think.
It's tough. I'm running across some interest, you know, I've got a fair amount of baseball pennants and stuff I've picked up over the years, and I was thinking, no Phillies, you know, I'll get rid of that.
I understand.
Yeah,
look,
Kate,
I have tons
right?
of Philly stuff, yeah.
Exactly. Well, the thing about it is that I always said it was never about the money. Now, I'll tell you what probably has been not the biggest shock for me, but a big realization for me is the fact that I spent a lot. You know, if I wouldn't have bought all this stuff, I'd be incredibly wealthy at the moment. I mean, I'm wealthy because I have the stuff, and I always tell people it's not about the money, and for me it's not about the money. You know, I'm not going to give the stuff away, but at the same time, you know, it doesn't mean it's just things, and I will be able to get rid of my. But the good news is that I'm going to be able to keep a lot of my prized pieces of furniture, and I'm going to be able to keep a lot of my prized ceramics and the collections that mean something to me. So I'm still wrestling with it right now. When my wife sold her house 5 years ago, she moved her stuff in the auditorium at my school and said, "Hey, I'll get rid of this in 3 months." Yeah, well, now it's 6 years later, and she's finally getting rid of it. So.
Crazy.
So we've been moving that stuff up to the house here the last 3 weeks, so we'll see what happens.
I got a note here from Peter, which, by the way, a lot of people send me things to AmericaTonight.net. And quickly, Peter, I don't know if Harry will think that this is lame or not, but I'm one of those holdovers. I love the Miss America pageant growing up, and I happen to have autographed pictures of about 15 of them, starting from
hopefully
66.
As Lee Merriweather, you know.
Well, 66, I don't know, when was she? Maybe before that.
No, she was a little bit before that, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I love that, too. Where's Bert Parks when you need him?
I know.
You know, that's an interesting thing. I mean, obviously Miss America still goes on. Is it Donald? Mm-hmm. Does Donald own it? Yeah, I think Donald owns it, right?
I think so, too, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, the ones that went on to be famous out there, I think there are Miss America collectors. There's still Miss America pageants out there. If, now again, in terms of the signed ones, you had to stand there and watch them sign them. Otherwise, you wouldn't trust those signatures for anything. But I would think that you're talking conservatively 15 to 25 bucks. I mean, the thing I, you know, I hate to say, if some of them are dead, they're worth more. This is,
yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, I don't want to get a reputation for saying we should kill all the Miss Americas out there, but you know, one of the things with signatures is that when the person dies, they tend to go up in value at least a little bit for a while.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, let's tell everybody about the mailbag, Harry.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, we have a letter. We actually, gosh, we've been kind of goofing around here. There is actually a letter in the mailbag. The mailbag is
tell
a chance for
letter.
Our American Night listeners to email me their questions. That way I can do a little homework on them in advance. And my mailbag address is harrylrinker@aol.com, H-A-R-R-Y-L-R-I-N-K-E-R, harrylrinker@aol.com. We have a letter in the mailbag from one of our listeners from Kentucky. He put two items in an email to me. Interesting one is a ring. He apparently likes this World War II military stuff, and there's a ring that he got that has all kinds of like Egyptian motifs on it, and it's dated 1942. Now he did a little research work. Which I thought was really strange. No, is this the one? Yeah. And he says, let's see. Oh, no, this is the ring. No, the ring is 1942. It was probably a ring from one of the German soldiers that was in the African campaign, would be my guess. And it's got a lot of interesting curiosity value. Now, how much curiosity value? Not tremendous, but maybe 75 to 100 bucks to someone who's a World War II reenactor.
No kidding.
Yeah, so it's just one of those kind of strange things, actually. It can, because it has a swastika on it, you can't sell it on eBay.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, no. National Socialist material and Nazi material is banned from sale on eBay. It's one of those strange things about the Internet and who controls, you know, this big issue, Kate, of who controls the net. The French have passed laws against the selling of National Socialist memorabilia, as have the Germans. And even though there's no laws in America to prohibit it, because French buyers and German buyers were actively participating in Mary eBay, they came over and shut the American site down, too, for selling it as well.
Ooh, wow, crazy.
So much for
we're out of time.
I know.
Harry, we're out of time, but as always, it's such a pleasure talking to you, and we'll catch up with you again in another 2 weeks.
You betcha.
All right, much more coming up around the bend here on ATN.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Jennifer Aniston and Marky Mark's Rockstar movie. Did you see that? Girls, girls, girls. Anybody know who sings that? Guarantee this audience. Guarantee there's at least 15 men in this audience that know who sings Girls, Girls, Girls. If you know, call us at 800-259-5791. All right, we're going to jump to a couple of things that we've already been talking about and some others as well. Hillary Clinton makes her way to Mother Russia for a couple of different discussions about things for futuristic involvement, you know, missile defense for one, and also Iran. The Iran proposals fell flat because Russia says they're not going to you join the club and push for hard economic sanctions if Iran decides not to show us theirs, if you know what I mean, on October 25th. The satellite photos uncovered a plant that they say was simply used for peaceful purposes, for power purposes, and there's supposed to be a big inspection. Could it get shut down? Could something else go wrong? Absolutely. And this time around, the U.S. is saying we're not going to take it anymore. We're going to lay down the law this time. But you got to have, really, Russia on board with this one, and actually China, too, because there's other avenues for that country. And the main key thing, if you're trying to strangle them for real, you got to shut down that gasoline valve, and they need the oil refined. And, of course, Russia helps with that, and it's a lot of money. And so the bottom line is they're not backing off of that. Speaking of money, we're going to tell you about the big surge on Wall Street, if you care. If you have a retirement account, you care, because you'd rather see it up than down. Trust me. If you're out of work and you're dipping into your retirement, you know, it's still, depending on how your retirement is worked, if it's in a Scott Trade account or another account or one that you can move money around, it could be a good thing, too, because maybe you can make up some of that money that you lost. But let's jump back to Mother Russia and Hillary Clinton. Here's what she said in the dealings with Medvedev and others as to missile defense and coming to some strong agreements with Russia to work together.
We believe that the threats in the future come from countries and terrorists who are not responsible stewards of the enormous power of destruction that nuclear weapons represent. They may not even be deterrable. Remember, during the worst of the Cold War, the United States and then the Soviet Union, we never stopped talking about nuclear arms. We never stopped communicating. We might have gotten, you know, too close to the line, but we always pulled back. And we kept the world from suffering from such terrible weapons. Missile defense is meant to protect people from the ambitions that some places like Iran may have or Al-Qaeda may have. So when we did a review of what the prior administration had decided about missile defense in Europe, we concluded it didn't meet the threat that we were worried about. We do not believe Russia and the United States pose a threat to one another. What we believe is that these other actors pose threats to both of us. So we have offered for the closest cooperation between the United States and Russia. We would be happy to be making these decisions jointly with Russia. So we haven't made final decisions at all, but we've changed what we are doing because we think it is more reflective of the real threat we face.
All right, so how far do you trust the Russians, I guess? Hillary Clinton and the press think it's you got to keep them close. And in this case, because we've seen a little bit of this tug of war and back and forth and agreeing on some things and not agreeing on others, I think Iran is a big sticking point, but better to have these conversations, honestly, than to not have them at all. Aaron is listening to us in Kansas. Hello, Aaron.
How are you?
I know you know it. Who sings Girls, Girls, Girls?
Motley Crue.
What is the deal with Motley Crue? You know, Motley Crue still can get their jam on, and they still can draw a large audience. You know that, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, they were the I don't know if they were the bad boys. That's probably the wrong way to put it because all the rockers are wild. But would you consider them to be a hair band? A little.
Yeah, a little bit. I would have to say so.
What's your favorite Crue song? Is it that one?
I don't know. There's a few of them. I like Dr. Feelgood. Girls, Girls, Girls is good.
Dr. Feelgood is, I like that one.
That's a good song. But yeah, I'm an old school rocker. I'm only 23 years old, but I listen to The Doors, The Cars, The Who, Boston, Bob Seger, Led Zeppelin, Lynyrd Skynyrd, all the good stuff.
Sweet. Can we have some applause for Mr. Aaron in his 20s calling us up? Good for you. I'm an old school rocker, too. I just think a lot of the music is good. I crank it up when I'm driving around. And I like some of the new stuff. I like some of the new stuff. And we like a band called Shoddy. We have them on the show, and they're about to break out big out of Seattle. Guys your age that have some really cutting-edge music, I think. But I'm still about the old school stuff, you know, really,
yeah.
Honestly. There's something, I don't know what it is. There's just something about the lyrics, the sound.
Mm-hmm.
I think those were some of the better days. You can have an argument about who's the best guitarist ever. Somebody the other day was arguing with me whether it was Clapton or whether it was, which is really out of this discussion of old, I don't think he's really an old school rocker, but Clapton or Eddie Van Halen. I'd have to go with Eddie Van Halen on the axe.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones magazine claimed that Hendrix was the best guitarist, and you know, I mean, he puts up a good fight. Don't get me wrong; he's real good on the guitar. But
yep. But Hendrix, when you hear, we'll have to play some Hendrix. I'm gonna have to have Donovan scrambling around in our vast music vault there. But yeah, you have to put Hendrix up there, I think, too. And plus, His life was really cut short. If he had lived longer, I wonder what other kind of music he would have produced. Aaron, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so Aaron, giving us the clue, of course, Motley Crue. Yeah. And you still hear those songs today when you're cruising around. If you're a button pusher like I am and you get tired, you might stick on one station a little bit, but then you don't like a song that's come on and you start to push the buttons. You'll always come across like a Motley Crue song, a Stone song. He was talking about all the groups that you hear. Leonard Skinner, another one that you could throw in there. He might have said Skinner, but certainly Led Zeppelin, another one that you could throw into the mix. Wonder how many seniors listening to me are old school rockers. Well, check this out. You know, for the first time, there is no increase in Social Security, which is a big worry to a lot of people on fixed incomes. A couple of bucks here, a couple of bucks there really makes a difference. And this is the first time that hasn't happened since 75. But, you know, it's about the recession and it's about in these payments, it's about matching it up. And they weren't able to match it up. So check this out. Barack Obama has asked Congress to approve $250 payments to about 50 million seniors to make up for no increase. So the White House says it's probably about $13 billion that you're talking about. And the Social Security Administration, like I said, is going to announce tomorrow officially, we knew this was happening, that there's not going to be a cost of living increase because, you know, strictly by the law, the increases are linked to inflation, which, of course, has been negative this year. So that's how you arrive at, ooh, for the first time since 75, we can't do it. So this is the deal. The $250 would go to people getting veteran benefits, disability benefits, railroad retirees, retired public employees who don't get Social Securities. They would get one payment even if they qualified for more. And you know, it's expected to be not a big deal because most in Congress are going to say they're open to giving some kind of relief. You fixed income, recession, problems for so many people, houses undervalued, having trouble selling houses, all that sort of stuff. So I think that's smart. You got to come up with something to address it anyway. I mean, look, we're spending money all over the place to bail out AIG and everybody else. I mean, what's $250? Even if you add up the overall number for 50 million people, I just can't imagine that this isn't going to – it makes no sense. I don't think anybody's going to object to that. Can you imagine you turn on C-SPAN and somebody jumps up, I oppose the payment of $250 to 50 million seniors to make up for the cost of living increase that won't be in Social Security checks this year. They'd be booted out, wouldn't they? Pretty fast, I would say. Hey, coming up on the flip side, some good news if, you know, talking about tough times, you pick up the phone and there's one of those craggly debt collectors on the other end. And sometimes really, really pushy. Not polite, pushy. Trying to degrade the people on the other end of the phone. We got the skinny on that. I think it's sweet news. In fact, it's my daily salute, so stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine
flame-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today. eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Aaron is stuck in this for you, buddy, and for me. Give Donovan Madsen a raise, or buy him a winter coat or something, a new bike up there in Minneapolis. Great job. A little of the good stuff from Jimi Hendrix. All right, the show is, of course, America Tonight. And tonight in particular, it's like we're playing Scrabble. We're all over the map, but that makes it fun. You never know what you're going to get. You know that trite saying, Forrest Gump, box of chocolates and all of that. So far we've mentioned about Russia and the big trip Hillary Clinton has made and what kind of progress is coming out of that. And obviously, like I said, hey, doesn't hurt to have conversations with the Russians, but you never know. I think, to me, you never know when they're going to change their alliances, because if anything, in watching China and what they're doing and the power they're amassing and how they're going to emerge ultimately, I think, as the world leader in the next couple of years, and of course our debt is dangling in their back pockets, Russia's not stupid and they're going to play the game the way they do so well. They're going to talk out of both sides of their mouths ultimately. But it still is not a bad idea politically to make a big deal, to go over, to have the meetings just like Obama did. Now Clinton is doing the same thing as the Secretary of State. But ultimately, is it going to amount to anything? Especially when you're talking about this whole missile defense thing, you certainly have the Polish folks reacted, and I don't blame them for that. I think that that I would have a little bit of distrust as to what Russia's best interest is, and is it really getting entangled with the United States? The answer is they're going to do what's best for Russia, you know, period, end of story. I mentioned that the thing about the $250 going, again, it's going to have to be voted on, obviously, but it looks like it would be pushed through. As I said, who in Congress is going to jump up and say, no, we won't give any of the seniors $250. And but we're going to bail out all these other people, and we're going to throw money at studies that really don't matter. You know, when they show all those all the pork, and then they go through all the crazy projects that are being done, that you say, wow, are we in a recession? We're struggling here, and look at some where some of this money has been earmarked for. It's just crazy. This was the good news. This is the Daily Salute. It's an odd Daily Salute, and I'm using this as the Daily Salute because I think every single one of you can relate to this, whether it's young Aaron or it's somebody on the other end of the spectrum or anyone in between, because people are struggling financially, whether they've lost a job, they're stringing together a couple of other jobs and they're underemployed, they're in college, they're getting out of school, finding no jobs, whatever the circumstance, doesn't matter. What's happening is sometimes you'll get the debt collectors who get on the phone with you, and they just, in the case of a man, they emasculate half the men that they talk to and intimidate some of the women that they speak with on the phone. But here's what the deal is. You've got states now cracking down on pushy debt collectors. So what's happening is debtors are saying that they're getting bombarded with calls, and they're being even subjected to foul language. What idiot, because don't they record all these, what idiot is calling up and swearing at you, demanding payment? Has anybody had a phone call like that? That's ridiculous. Harassing the people, I get that. You've heard people talk about that before, where they get so many calls. Or how about this? It used to be, because it was anything goes, it used to be telling neighbors or family about what somebody owes. Wow, that's bad. I mean, already the National Consumer Credit laws say you can't do that. You can't harass, you can't tell neighbors, you can't do all that kind of stuff. You can't call before 8 a.m. or late at night. But since we've been slammed by this recession, you have apparently maybe half a dozen states that have adopted some other limits, like statutes of limitation on collectors, and adding opportunities to punish abusive practices in court. And I think that's a good thing, because if somebody, I don't care who it is, what they're paying them, minimum wage, whatever it is, to get on the horn and just blast you out of the water, and especially, you know, swearing and the constant calling you, I think it's good that they're doing that. And this is what the problem is, because you know this. You have people that buy bad debt from credit card companies and other lenders for basically pennies on the dollar, right? And they profit when they collect more than they paid. That's why you're getting those phone calls. So they're snakes in the grass. They're just trying to prey on you because they're trying to squeeze anything they can out of you to make more money. And, you know, what happens is, of course, some people owe money, or sometimes they've already paid, or they're disputing the bills. And, of course, you can dispute the bills. I mean, I'll give you a great example. Although I wasn't harassed by this, and they took care of it, thank goodness. It took me a long time to get through to someone, and finally it worked. But this is like somebody signed up for Verizon with me. I don't know if I told the story on the air or not. And so, of course, all of a sudden, I started to get these Verizon bills. Well, I've never had Verizon in my life, and wasn't familiar with the phone number, of course, and had no idea. Pay this bill or else. Well, I have to respond to it, because if you don't, it would ding your credit. And I guess that's happened to some people, or they're having their bills are multiplied, even though they paid them. And they're trying to weave through the phone tree that is whatever company it is they're dealing with. And I saw that firsthand just a few weeks ago, because I had to had to do it myself, not with people calling me and harassing me about money, but getting these bills that had nothing to do with me, but they had my name on it. I finally got somebody and I said, okay, so you know, I'm getting these bills from California and New York, and this, I've never even seen this number. It's pretty easy to check out. And then finally, it was cleared up. So here's a, here's another interesting side to this. If you wanted to take it from state to state, a North Carolina law that took effect this month requires debt buyers filing collection lawsuits to actually produce documents proving they're the ones owed the money. I love it. Trying to collect on a debt that a company should reasonably know is invalid could lead to tons of lawsuits and civil penalties and all kinds of stuff. I'm glad they're doing it. What happens is they had a, what happened that started this is they had a case of a 65-year-old woman who had been just beaten up by five collection calls a day until her lawyer demanded proof that she owed money. Then learned that the collectors were looking for a debtor in Greensboro, about 140 miles from where she was. So it had nothing to do with her. And in some cases, the debt isn't owed, or the debt has even been paid off, but they're browbeating people so much. And then people are worried again about the credit thing. So you have, for you listening to me across the country, Idaho, Colorado, New York, Arkansas, Maryland, along with New York City, recently passed more explicit rules for debt collectors, and you've got lawmakers in a bunch of other places, you know, New Jersey, Massachusetts, whatever, pushing for the same thing. And that's an awesome, I think that's an awesome deal, because it's ridiculous that she gets, that one woman gets completely beat up and has no idea even what they're talking about. In fact, it was so bad where they were getting a hold of her that she was in a facility and they were calling her, you know, in the convalescent home, which is, you know, crazy. Please. And I know some of you can relate to what I'm saying, right? If you have a horror story with this, you want to out somebody, you want to vent on the air, the way to do that is shoot me your sad saga, because we're not going to take it anymore. Send it to me at americatonight.net. Remember, you can always reach out and grab that brass ring.